I'm here with the head softball coach, Coach Joy Marie Galliard. Coach, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the record at this point in the softball season.
We are currently 13-6, going into a big district doubleheader Tuesday against Bartlesville, and then another district game Thursday at Muskogee.
Boy, it seems like, great pitching for the Spartans. And, you know, how's the pitching situation going?
You know, we do have a great pitcher. Haley Young has done a great job all year. She's obviously thrown the majority of our innings, and she's has been able to literally keep us in just about every ball game. And we've told the kids all along that if they can get a run or two here or there for that, you know, for her, she's going to be able to do her job and keep us in just about every game.
It looks like, the playoffs, it looks like almost anybody on this side of the state could be in contention for the state championship. You know, how does our conference look, and, how many does it take, how many can make it to the playoffs?
Well, each side of the state, everybody goes to regionals, so in each side of the state will send four teams from regionals to the state tournament. And in the past, typically there's been one or two teams that you can look at and just say that they're a lock to get there, and I think this is the first year in a long time that you really would struggle to come up with one or two teams that are a lock. Instead, I think there's probably five or six that have just as good a shot on any given day, just playing at the right time, and hopefully for us that'll be at regionals and we'll be right there and have a shot.
Now, what determines if you get a site? Do you have to be in the top four?
You have to be in the top two in your district. There's two districts on the east side in 6A. So we would need to finish first or second in our district to be able to host a regional. Otherwise, we'll be going to play somewhere else.
Well, we kind of know what this side is, but could you give us a little background on maybe the west side of the state? Who's strong on that side?
You know, I think right now the two top runners would probably be Westmore and Moore. We faced Moore this weekend in the Sand Springs tournament. That was the only team that beat us, but it was a nothing-nothing ball game until the last inning, so we were right there until the end against them. Westmore's solid. Edmond North has been beating a lot of people. And, you know, Mustang, UConn, they're kind of right in the mix too. I think it's a situation over there where there's probably a couple that are maybe locks, but then they're kind of like us. There's four other teams, you know, that have just as good a shot depending on the day.
Well, it looks like, you know, especially when you're winning, it's definitely a lot more, it's a lot easier to enjoy it. But it looks like the kids are having a lot of fun. And could you tell us how many seniors you have?
We have seven seniors, so we have a huge group of seniors. Some of them have been with us for 4 years. Some of them have just been in the program for a couple years, but you know, they've really done a good job. We've got leadership from that group in different facets of the game. We've got some that lead by example, some that lead vocally, but they've done a good job. And we've really had some younger kids step up too, you know. And like I said, in this game we just finished, we started, you know, three freshmen and two sophomores combined with, four of our seniors. So we've got a good mix right now.
Well, congratulations on a good season to this point, and good luck in the future. And maybe we'll see that in the finals and the championship of softball. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you. We're sure hoping to be able to do something this year that hadn't been done here in a long time, and we definitely want to be playing at the state tournament in October.
Well, that was a head coach, Joy Marie Galliard, and the softball program's having a great year this year, and we'll be looking for the state championship. And is that going to be in Tulsa, or is that going to be in Oklahoma City?
It's actually going to be in Shawnee. The Hall of Fame tournament, or Hall of Fame site, is under construction, so they've had to move it. So it'll be at Shawnee, but it's a great complex there.
Well, thanks, Coach Galliard, and good luck the rest of the year.
Good job.